Reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man came out of the tomb with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain, for he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke into pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there on the hillside a great herd of swine was feeding, and the unclean spirits begged him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The swineherds ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the demoniac sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion, and they were afraid. Those who had seen what had happened to the demoniac and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by demons begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. The word of the Lord. This is a dramatic scene. Can you just imagine 2,000 pigs rushing down the bank into the sea? Poor animals losing their lives like that. And the demoniac being at peace and back in his right mind again. These are dramatic events. So I looked up the book Ched Myers, Binding the Strong Man, to see what he said about this passage. And he thinks it is about the political oppression. The Jewish people at that time were oppressed by the Romans, and hence the name Legion was a demon that had possessed the man. And the action of the legion of demons rushing in the pigs down the cliff, the word there apparently is something similar to what the Roman military did when they rushed off into battle. So something in this parable is about the breaking of the oppression of a political system. And as I was wondering what this had to say to us today in our society, I thought of the movie I've just seen recently, Les Miserables, the modern version of the musical version of Victor Hugo's wonderful novel set in the difficult times in France during the 1800s. People there were so oppressed by the suffering by the wealthy And then there was the overthrow by the at the time of the revolution. Then there was the counter comeback, and then later a counter-revolution. And the two main characters in the musical, Javert and Jean Valjean, give us a wonderful example of the overcoming of the oppression of the capitalist system. Jean Valjean, when he had stolen the bishop's silver plate and was caught then by the military, the police of the day, the bishop said, "Oh, but you forgot to take the candlesticks with you. I gave you that, those candlesticks, to help you on your way." And Jean Valjean was overcome by the generosity and forgiveness, the graciousness of the bishop. The bishop, in his turn earlier, when he was a refugee from the earlier revolution in Paris, had fled to Italy, where he too had received kindness and compassion, and he was then passing it on to others. Jean Valjean, in his life then, so often tried to spread that compassion and forgiveness to others, and several examples came through of that action. He was so profoundly influenced by the bishop's gesture towards him that he kept doing it then to others, even to the point of freeing Javert, who had hunted him down for years, not taking Javert's life when he had the opportunity to do so. And this is the way I think that any oppression is broken down, by being amazingly generous in our forgiveness and compassion. We can only do it in small ways, but each small way that is executed must have fruit later on in someone else's life, which is why I think Jesus told the ex-demoniac to stay there where he was and proclaim how much Jesus had done for him. And that's what each of us is expected to do, to break down any oppression, rejoice in the compassion we have received, and then share it with others. And so in our society here today, we have many people oppressed by the capitalist system, which keeps on striving to get a better deal or make more money or have more of something, whereas people at the bottom of the heap are really and truly oppressed by their struggle within such a system. So we are called to become generous, compassionate, and forgiving in such circumstances.